This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview presented by Teton Toyota. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by Idaho Falls Tigers head football coach Pete Molino. Coach Molino, thank you for taking some time with me today.
Yeah, no problem.
Coach, you open up the season tomorrow at Eagle. First things first, how's fall camp been and what's the atmosphere been like around the players?
You know, the atmosphere has been real good. We had a real positive, just kind of go-to-work attitude, so it's been really nice to see that. Got out of camp without very many injuries at all, and that's always a big concern, so we're ready to go.
You graduated some big players on offense last year, including your quarterback, A.J. Martin, Clayton Powell, Dakota Baker, Jake Wright. From the skill positions standpoint, who do you have stepping up to fill those positions this year?
You know, we've got younger players that are actually, we're feeling pretty good about our skill sets. They got some kids with speed, some kids with good hands, some physical attributes that we didn't have last year. So all in all, I mean, it's hard to replace those guys, but we have good kids stepping in that are going to do a good job.
On the offensive line, however, how many kids return? And if you don't have many coming back, how are the new ones gelling and how's the chemistry?
Yeah, it's actually, the chemistry is excellent. We're not as big as we were last year. I think we were a little bit spoiled with the size. But no, the kids that we have there, they're working pretty hard and they're learning the position as best as they can, as quick as they can.
One of the things that really surprised a lot of the people around the state last year was the offense that you implemented, basically a spread offense, no huddle at times. With the new kids stepping up, does that offense change at all, or are they ready and built for the system?
The system itself is real similar. I mean, obviously, we've made tweaks to accommodate the specific skill sets that each kid has. You know, we don't want to be in a position where we're forcing kids to run a system that they're not equipped to run. But overall, the system's the same. We're going to be still fast-paced, moving as quick as we can. We varied a couple things just to take advantage of some of the skills that, you know, like I was saying, the kids that we have display. But other than that, it'll look the same, I think, to a fan.
Chatting with Idaho Falls Tigers head football coach Pete Molino. Coach Molino, defensively, how many return, and what's the prospects looking like on the line?
You know, the line's looking good defensively. We have Jared Grimaud coming back. We actually have his brother, who's younger, coming up, and he's a big kid. And then we've got another JV kid that from last year that's coming up that is pretty skilled. So I think from that perspective, our line's good. We've changed the defense around a little bit, again, to accommodate the type of kids we have. We've got, I want to say four offhand, I'm not quite remembering, four returners or definitely 5 to 6 guys that were in the rotation. So it's not as young on that side of the ball as it is on offense right now.
How about the expected areas of improvement for the defense this year? What are you looking to improve on the most over last year?
Well, obviously, we need to be able to stop the run a little bit better. I think, you know, we evaluated last year's films. We had some pretty consistent issues that were popping up on the defense. Some of it was personnel-related. Some of it was scheme-related. So we've made quite a few adjustments to make sure that we're in a better position to put the kids in to make sure that those areas are getting addressed. And I think also the turnovers. We need to cause more turnovers and put a lot more pressure on quarterbacks. And I'm hoping what we've done is going to accomplish those goals.
Is that your X factor to the season, the thing that's going to weigh the most on your success, or is there a different aspect that will be that X factor?
You know, it's tough to tell. I think one of the things we don't know yet is we do have a younger team. There's no question. It's not loaded with the seniors. So, you know, we've got some kids that are new to that environment at the varsity level. I think they've adjusted well to the speed differences, but, you know, until you start playing games, you really don't know what you're dealing with. But from that standpoint, I'm excited. We have a really good group of kids. You know, X factor wise, I think that's it. We need to put more pressure on QBs. We can't allow them time to pass, and we've got to force more turnovers. That's a big deal. We've got to win that turnover margin.
Coach, we're going to take a short timeout so we can thank one of the sponsors of Idaho Falls High School Athletics on IdahoSports.com, Teton Toyota.
Mario and Buddy at Teton Toyota. The Corolla has been a really popular car, and we've sold a lot of them over the years. The new aerodynamic design looks great and allows for better handling and fuel economy. There's updated technology features like navigation, backup camera, USB port, and a full suite of touchscreen apps. Buddy says we have a huge selection of colors and options. Selection and no problem? Sounds like a winner to me. Visit Teton Toyota in Idaho Falls.
Chatting with Idaho Falls Tigers head football coach Pete Molino. Coach, the Emotion Bowl, the 50th Emotion Bowl this year, it's been moved to the last game of the season, like it was originally many years ago. You've been involved in a few as a position coach. Tell us a little bit about your experiences with the Emotion Bowl and what makes it such a great game.
Well, I mean, the tradition from it, I mean, it's a huge community event. There's generations of families that have either played in it or been around it. And so it really does have a life of its own. And in this area, the Emotion Bowl is a huge, huge deal. I think last year, one of the amusing things I tried to do was downplay it a little bit during that week. Completely impossible to do. You just can't do it. The kids are excited. The schools are excited. The families get really excited about it. And the community responds to it. And so it's one of those things where you just got to be able to keep them focused and at the same time, you know, not get them so hyper and so jacked up that they're forgetting what they're supposed to be doing. So I think that's the challenge for both sides of the ball, you know, with Skyline and us as coaches, just keeping them focused, still letting them enjoy the goings on that are happening throughout the week. But at the end of the day, you know, we got a football game.
Prior to entering in as the head coach last season, Idaho Falls had consecutive 2-7 years. And you mentioned you instilled a culture change into the squad.
Yeah.
What was it that you instilled in the team, and what changed that made them go from a 2-7 year to an 8-2 year with practically the same personnel?
Yeah, you know, what we brought in, what we're looking at doing is we're making things tough. We're making a kind of a culture of toughness, hard work, and we really push those kids. We try to make it so that the practices are tough. It's not something that all kids can do. So, you know, they're out there busting their tails, and I think we make practices so hard. Games are kind of a break in some extent. They're not as tired as they do when we get in practice. Did a lot in the weight room, especially this offseason. We were down there pretty much from the end of last season till just recently. And so we're trying to build that confidence in them no matter what they're doing, whether it's at practice, whether it's off-season training. It's just constant feedback to them that, hey, you can do more than you think you can. You know, when things get tough, this is how you got to handle that and go on. And then we started celebrating, too, the nature of football, that aggressive side of things. You know, kids get excited when they can go out there and hit. And so we wanted to make that a big deal and let them kind of set them free for that.
Last question for you, Coach. What are you the most excited about for you and your team this season?
Well, for the team, I'm excited for them to get out there and realize, and it happens with every team, that moment when they kind of think, oh, you know what, we can do this. It's working, you know, and that momentum that starts to develop. I'm excited to see this particular set of kids see that. They're new. You know, they haven't played at this level as a team before. You know, we're never going to have this specific team ever again. And when that gel hits, it's fun to watch that as a coach. You know, you can just see that confidence start kicking in. Things get less stressful for them because they start relying on their brothers next to them to do their jobs. And that's always a fun thing to see.
Coach, we certainly appreciate the time you took to visit with us today. Good luck to you and the Tigers this season.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
That's Idaho Falls head football coach Pete Molino. Don't forget you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, power rankings, and more for all Idaho Falls high school athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.